Hi, this is Katie, and welcome to the fifth day of the 10 days to 10,000. We're really at the mid-mark now, and that's pretty exciting in many ways and a little scary in other ways, because what's happening is most people have their offers pretty well ready to go, and now it's going out in the world with them and taking them out, because it's all very well to have these fantastic offers, but unless you take them out to people, you're not that much better than when you started. So some people have already started contacting people, and others are just in the process of polishing off their offering. And what I would suggest, because we're also going to have the next 2 days off, which mostly I would like you to rest, but if somebody hasn't got a program or, you know, thing that they've got ready to offer, I would suggest, if you haven't already booked a session with me this afternoon, if you possibly can, or, you know, this morning, please do, because I'm really eager that you have things ready to go next week. And I guess that's, yeah, and if something's blocking around that, we can unblock it. So it just takes, you know, time and patience sometimes with these things. So here we go. I'm going to, what I think I'll do today, because we didn't have much of a chance to do that yesterday. We were doing some really powerful healing and, of course, unblocking and releasing. But what I would love to do today is hear a little bit how people are doing. And also, maybe open it, I've been thinking of opening up to a bit more of a discussion of the offers that you are making, so that those people on the call who have questions about how to make their offer more powerful can go into them. And also, we can just talk a little bit more about an offer, your offering, and how to phrase it, and some of the things that are used traditionally in what are called sales pages, or you know, it may not be a sales page you're doing. It might just be a letter to a whole number of people, depending on the time. But I think most of you do have equivalent to a sales page organized. So I'm going to take it off mute, and then I'm just going to ask people to basically say where they're at right now and some of the challenges that they have right now and questions, and then we'll go into that, and then we'll talk more about programs, okay? So here we go. I'm going to take it completely off mute. And so if we could have some a volunteer, and if not, you know, I'm really good at picking them. is there anybody who would like to go first?
I can go first. It's Deborah.
Yes. Oh, Deborah, great.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. Without your coffee, you're going first. That's great.
I know. I've had a really so interesting during this time, because normally I sleep like a baby. I think there's so much going on, you know, getting this stuff out, and there's so much stuff, I guess, coming out. So last night I was so exhausted. I'm getting there with this offer, but there's still some pieces, but I went to sleep, and then, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had, like, I had to do major clearing in the middle of the night, which was great. I mean, and, you know, I feel like it's just all part of the process as
right,
we go along,
yeah.
You know. So did some good, you know, work in the middle of the night, and then, again, you know, I think I'm really niggling at with my offer. I'm starting to, I've been going into some doubt, like doubting around the actual content of the my offer, like just the content of programming, you know, because you wanted me to flesh out, you know, the actual seven sessions in the program, in the one-on-one program. And then I started thinking, oh, you know, my brain is going, I have I know I have too many concepts to work with that
Right.
I keep, you know, I have too much info. I know too much in a way for, you know, and it's like picking, choosing, you know, so I've chosen a particular concept and I'm wondering maybe I shouldn't use that concept maybe. So that's what I've been playing with this morning.
And is that the, okay, well, maybe we can just do a quick coaching thing around that, or, you know, inviting for some feedback. Would you like to do that?
Sure. I mean, people don't have, I don't know if people, I did put something up on the Facebook page. I don't know if anybody had a look at that, but.
Well, why don't
do you want
look
me to say
a
bit more about what it is? Or
yes, because I mean I have a guess about what you're putting into question, and but until you tell us, we won't know.
No. But I mean, people may not know what the program is even. Or do I need to talk about that aspect of it?
So why don't you because this is really good. It's important that people know what the other people's programs are. So why don't you outline in a short way what you are offering? And then your question, okay? Or questions.
Yeah. Okay, so the offering is a program, an individual program. It's called Walking into Authenticity, the Path of Right Relationship, a program of radical self-nourishment for the new leader.
And actually, I'm going to do one thing, Deborah.
Sure.
There's a bit of breathing and stuff going on. So what I'm going to do is put people on mute and then unmute you just so that it's a click there. Are you okay now?
Yeah.
Can you talk? Okay, good.
I can talk.
So if
you
can
hear
just
me?
Continue there, then we can hear better.
Okay. Yeah. So the program is directed at the new leader, what I call the new leader, which, I'm targeting the healers, the yoga teachers, the heart-based entrepreneurs, educators, and change agents. And it's really a program about, radical self-nourishment. And so, of course, I'm not so great at talking about it yet.
You're doing really good so far.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to summarize it, you know, and looking at all
the words. Well, do you want me to help you a little bit from what I've discussed with you? It's about leaders being able to take care of themselves in the same way that they're able to care for others and be compassionate with themselves. Is
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah. Yeah,
add to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing is that my sense is that, and my experience of a lot of the new leaders is that there's also an experience finding it just really hard to juggle, there's a sort of a balance act that has to happen, and there's I find a lot of in spite of being, you know, in the healing and helping areas, there's a sense of there's almost some real exhaustion, burnout, and sometimes just not having the self-love and self-compassion. You have it almost, and you know, it's really a problem around fragmentation, and so I've developed a program to really work on assisting people to come into this sense of right relationship with themselves, like radical self-love, self-nourishment, liberating those energies that are, you know, keeping you stuck. And then also, you know, especially I've seen this a lot with new teachers, and I know I had it when I was a new teacher, was around almost feeling like an imposter and feeling a sense of inauthenticity and a little bit out of just not you have this whole vision and and you have these values, and then sometimes it's not all lined up always.
Right.
So the program is going to have a structure, but the way that I work is that I work individually with people, and in a way where I create the structure by creating a container that allows for a container for people to really to see what it is that they need in terms of these particular issues. So my idea is to work with there's so many concepts within yoga that I love to work with, but I was thinking to work with the niyamas, which are they come out of a text called the Yoga Sutras, and they're really about their attitudes towards yourself, and it's part of a context of the whole pathway within yoga. And the niyamas are just a good way, their attitudes to cultivate towards yourself. And so I thought I would organize. So the idea is it's a program for 7 individual sessions. And we would be going through part of the process. My idea was originally to go, to start by setting up a container and sharing, finding out what the intention is for that the person's intention, and then really creating practices and goal setting for the work, and then out of that we'll use the container of the niyamas to go deep into a process of a process that will I use a lot of different tools within yoga, within sound healing, within earth wisdom, journeying in nature, meditation, inner child work, etc. And so we would use these as a theme and then kind of go deeper into it. So the first, the niyamas sort of consist of cleanliness, but that you can look at that on lots of levels. And then the second one is to do with contentment and gratitude and cultivating this and what all that, you can unpack these and go very deep. And then purification, practice, discipline, seeing ourselves clearly, Swadhyaya, and then surrender, letting go, surrendering to something higher than yourself. And then an integration session of integrating all these things. But so I've been having doubts about whether I want to work with the niyamas. I'm wondering whether I need to work with the mayas, which are the 5 levels of the human system, which might be better, because I almost feel like I'm getting a bit hemmed in by the niyamas.
Anyway. You're feeling hemmed in, like it's too much, like you're narrowing too much.
I feel like, because part of my work, and I feel like I'm not at all articulating well what I'm, it's probably not having the coffee. I'm not articulating too well this morning, but yeah.
I think you're doing very well. I think, like, my own reaction to it is that I think you should stay with it, that it would be good for you to stay with the niyamas.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because for me, like, the cleanliness one I know was linked with clearing out and contentment and gratitude, as you said, purification. I can't remember what that was involved. Maybe you can explain that a little bit more.
Well, I mean,
but they do provide a framework for
it's
you.
It's a framework.
And they are really linked with radical self-care, aren't they?
They are. Absolutely. They're, I mean, I'm, because I'm a bit of an innovator, and the niyamas are traditionally understood as, it's a second step on the Ashtanga yoga path. really in that pathway, the niyamas are almost a result of the practice. It's what, you know, it's sort of something to be aware of, but I think they're really interesting to think about as practices and as ways of understanding. Like for me, I've found them in my own life so helpful as a way to kind of as a reflection, as a mirror, to really show me where, you know, where I am out of balance, where I am out of alignment. So they are really good, and they're all interrelated. So it's there. It is really powerful. Yeah, I think it's just you know, it's my little doubting brain this morning.
Right.
You know,
Well, what we
yesterday
can
I was
do,
all clear, so it's just interesting. It's like what's coming up, you know?
right. And maybe we can have some feedback from people, and I'll open up the lines. But there's also another question that you had that people might also tune into, is that you had a question about what kind of guarantee you could give for your offer.
Oh yeah, like how? Yeah, I don't. I've never done that before in my programs that I do. I mean, I've never written, and I don't really know what that looks like or how to do that. So
Yeah,
that's some
I
it.
would love to have suggestions because I'm not even sure, because it's such an individual coaching thing, how she would give the guarantee in this particular on this particular program. So maybe she doesn't. I mean, I've offered lots of stuff without guarantees. But I like to offer a guarantee if I can, but you know, you can't sort of say money back after you've done seven sessions
Yeah, I don't think.
or
Yeah.
whatever. You could say that if it doesn't work, that people aren't obliged to do the rest. But I'm going to take it off. And so if any of the people
Can I
would
dive
be
in
interested in sharing, yeah.
there? Please dive
May I
in.
dive in there?
Yes.
Hello.
Is that
Hi,
Leandra?
Sandra. Yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
Deborah, I think if I can just make a couple of comments. As I was listening to you, something very exciting is happening to you. And your tongue tiedness is part of that very exciting. And your hesitation is also part of it. And I know that seems like an odd thing to say, but what you are experiencing right now when you're trying to explain your amazing gift is a feeling of, I'm not going to say that you're sounding like you feel unworthy, but I'm going to say that you sound disoriented. And yet you've got the gift for healers right in your hand, right in your grasp. And that's exactly what the healers feel. They're not sleeping, they're having a lot of trouble keeping themselves in the space where they actually feel worthy of working with their gifts, offering their gifts. They feel very confused. And what I've found with those of us who are called to help the new leaders, we are going through these really tough kinds of moments because we have to really understand what they're going through, and then we can help them amazingly well. So to just have listened to you and the power that came through you so naturally and brilliantly yesterday, and then hear what you're wanting to offer, but hear you floundering, and I know you feel like you're floundering, is really, really important for you to acknowledge this is what you're going to help them with. And you know exactly what page
That's
they're
true.
on. You know what sentence they're about to read and which paragraph they just finished scanning. So please really relax about how you're feeling with this, because it's like what I was hearing when you were talking about the names of it's Miyama and something else.
The Niyamas,
Is
yeah.
that right? You're actually going to, like you said, you're an innovator. Absolutely. That just shines through, especially shines through with the way that you used sound yesterday to bring healing to all of us over the phone. Where those original sounds came from, there were no phones. So the fact that, you're able to do remote clearing to the level that you did is tremendous innovation in and of itself. But what I just wanted to say to you is that you're going to distill these things. And it may be the reason you're floundering with the names is because you're going to actually come up with your own hybrid name of what it is that you're going to present. So I really wanted to jump in and say that because it's like you're saying, oh, I didn't sleep and I need my coffee. That's what they're feeling like. They feel like they can either sleep forever or they don't sleep at all. They're floundering, and yet you can look at them and see within them that there's a new leader that's just wanting to burst out and is scared silly. Because it's like, I know all this stuff. Does anybody even understand what I'm talking about? Does anybody even need it? And, of course, right now, everybody needs it around all of the leaders, and that's another level of fear. Oh, no, everybody needs this. Am I even ready? Right?
Yeah.
So for you to be able to feel that and then figure out how you would turn what you just we're trying to say into smooth flow for you, that's going to be an amazing gift that you'll carry into your sessions.
So thank you.
It was actually a tremendous, the confusion and the disorientation you were feeling this morning is probably the greatest gift you could receive, because people in the new leader position need the elders to have been there recently. Maybe just still have their feet wet from being in the pond. And when we're talking to our new leaders, we cannot be lecturing or preaching. We have to be just that step ahead, and they really then feel like we understand them and they can relax.
That's so true. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's not usual that I don't sleep, so it's such a thank you for that. It's really, really helpful.
Yeah, Leandra, thank you. We can all learn from that. That was so profound and wonderful. So wonderful having all your sharing.
For it so nicely.
Pardon?
I said I was so grateful to Deborah for sharing it. So actually, while you felt like you were stumbling around for words, that was incredibly well described.
Well, I want to be real about where I am. That's part of my path.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, I noticed a little bit with the voice it was catching, and like the voice and almost a cough or a frog, what you call a frog in your throat. And that probably is also because you're coming into your voice and your authenticity, and that's scary. So, and yet your voice is so open, and you know,
I think it's
yesterday incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's also doing this with a group of people is also like, you know, being that kind of vulnerable and stumbling around in a group is you know, I mean, that's an old pattern for me. Of stumbling around. Yeah, of being very, you know, I had to do a lot of work on finding my voice. Like as a kid, I was always afraid of talking in groups and all that stuff. So that is, you know, sometimes that comes in too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you did remarkably coherently. That's great. So anybody else like to share on... any other aspects of what Deborah was bringing forth in terms of her program or even in the terms of the guarantee thing? And any ideas or whether she should just leave the guarantee out in this case? Because you don't always have to have it.
No, hi, this is Sheila. Can you hear me, Sheila?
Is that Sheila?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Great. I was hoping you would hop in, seeing as I see you as a real expert in these things.
Oh, please don't say that. That's why I'm not speaking up, because I'm like, oh, people perceive me as an expert. And I kind of, anyway, that's another subject. But, you know, for me, a guarantee It depends on the outcome that Deborah that you see for the people that are going to take your program. What's your desired outcome for them, and is it something that you feel you can guarantee for them or not, and how important is it for you and them? I think that's really the crux of the matter. That's the question as to whether you want to guarantee the results, and can you?
Well,
you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's part of me going in seven sessions, you know, there's a part of me going, I think that is part of the doubt. Can I guarantee that in seven sessions when, you know, it's, I think I guarantee a transformative absolute. I can guarantee some aspect, but it's going to depend on that other the person. They have to jump in. They have to commit.
Of course. And would satisfaction be a word that you would want to guarantee? You know, you see guarantees of if you're not satisfied in in the first two modules, for example, you know. Something like that. The first two modules of working, if you're not totally satisfied, I offer a refund or something like that. I mean, I know with my one-to-one coaching, I offer a 30-day happiness guarantee. People are not happy for 30 days of coaching with me, then they'll automatically get a refund, because I don't want to work with people who are not happy with working with me.
Oh, of course, yeah. It has to fit.
With me, so it's a win-win situation for me. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse than working with somebody who you have that feeling that they're kind of a bit resentful about having paid the money, but they've got to carry on working with you because they've paid the money, you know, that sort of energy around something.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some guarantees that I can do. I mean, you know, in my sort of what I've outlined, what they'll learn is, you know, cultivating new capacities of self-compassion, liberating energies and transmute patterns that are not serving your growth, learning new tools to share with your clients, your students, becoming more powerful and effective change agent, becoming the powerful, effective change agent and leader you want to be in the world. And I think I know I can provide an experience where people will cultivate the self-compassion. I feel that I really can offer that. So
would you like to offer that over a time period or over the whole course? There's lots of separate elements there that may be, maybe a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
My sense is either don't do one at all, or do a satisfaction, happiness type guarantee. But that's just my feeling.
Yeah. Oh, I like the idea of the, you know, if it's, you know, if it's not a good fit, after two modules, you can get your money. I mean, that might be something I could do. Yeah.
And be sure that in the first module or the first module, the first week, that they experience some sort of shift so that they can.
Yeah.
Because that's important in the first one when people have that. We all have expectations, don't we, of programs, of coaching for something to happen. And we kind of want it now. So if you ensure something happens on the first session, that's usually a good way to go.
Okay, that's good. Well, definitely something will happen. Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I've got the drilling again. Yeah.
Katie? If she's disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know where Katie is. Is there anybody else that has any ideas about that guarantee or thoughts about it?
Oh, maybe it's just you and I, Deborah.
Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. Yeah,
hi.
I wonder what's going on there.
I don't know.
It's Leandra. It's Leandra,
hi, Leandra.
Again. Deborah, I think with the kind of service
can you hear
that
me?
You're doing. Yeah. Oh, there. Now we can hear you, Katie.
Oh,
yeah.
I've been talking and thinking people heard me. Okay. Sorry, I think I muted myself. Oh, gosh. I'm getting can't believe I did that again. Okay. Go ahead.
I think Leandra was just about to say something.
I was just going to say something quickly about guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to say, Deborah, that with your type of work, you don't really have a measurable outcome that fits each person, because person is coming to you from a unique level of issue, and they will be moving to their own unique level.
Uh-huh. That's
so
true.
I'm wondering, do you have some kind of a chart that you could create? I use something that was given to me by Source, that's a spiritual status check, where I actually am able to go through 30 really amazing questions that were channeled, that check where the spirit is sitting at, and you know, because I dose, I'm able to write on the chart what percentage level is for each answer. So then I could say and I do say to my clients, now this is what we're going to work on, and we're going to check each session and see how much you've been able to shift this. And I think the word there, instead of improve, et cetera, for you to say shift, gives them a little bit more of something to say, hey, something, you know, I woke up this morning and I do feel different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so then you're, but I don't know if I would definitely offer a guarantee. I can hear why you're hesitating about offering one, because you don't have a quantifiable outcome that will match each person. So if you were insisting that they journal, and that you give them some questions that they're going to actually journal on every day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Rather than saying, just please journal, because you're working one-on-one, you can actually pick up on where they're at and give them some questions that they will personally look at, so that they feel the improvement happening.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's kind of easy to go out into their everyday life, get distracted by everything,
right,
feel like nothing happened. Oh, Deborah's program is crap. And actually, Deborah's program was what kept their heads above water, and they don't understand that, because you don't have that quantifiable thing to measure by.
I like that, and that's something I do is that I do work with questions, you know, like to get questions that take you into yourselves. So
exactly,
you know, so
you're already doing the unique thing. The other thing that you could do, rather than say, I'm going to guarantee that you feel X, Y, and Z, because again, with who you're going to be working with, you really are not going to be able to guarantee what's going to happen to them. You're the person who's lifting the lid off Pandora's box. Nobody knew what was in the box. So nobody knows what's behind what people are, each of your clients are holding personally.
Yeah.
So as that lid pops off, you really aren't, you're going to be amazed at what happens, and so are they, but it's not a measurable unit.
That's true.
So what you could do is simply guarantee within the structure of your descriptor that each program for each person will be highly individual to each of the people's needs, and you can guarantee that, right? And so you can guarantee that that in the 7 sessions, they will have been carefully, prayerfully, thoughtfully guided on their individual path, and you can guarantee that they will feel, there is a guarantee that you could offer, is that they will feel centered in their path at the end of it, But at the end of it, that's like having somebody eat the whole meal and then tell the waiter that the food was terrible and they want their money back. So I don't know if you can offer a money back. You can just simply have stages where you say, "Are we done now?" Maybe have it so that at the end of two sessions you do a check-in, and you're going to know too. You might
Yeah,
actually have a
no.
client that you know you don't need to work with anymore, and so you can say, maybe give them a portion of their money back, or instead of giving them their money back,
Give them a different program.
offer a different movement that you could work on with them. So I don't know.
Yeah, a different
I think
program for something.
I just have the feeling that the people that come to you are going to be so bloody relieved that there's somebody to stand with them for a little while, that that's my experience. I don't have anybody coming in going, "Oh, what are you offering me?" It's like, "Oh, thank God I found you. I thought I was going out of my mind." So, I think if you're finding that that's something you're stressing on, what Sheila was saying about happiness, that really is, it is what you're guaranteeing, is a centered happiness in spirit. She's right, but to actually say those words and the money back guarantee, I think you might shoot yourself. You'd be crazy.
I think that has been why the hesitation a little bit. Well, I've never done it before, ever. I mean, I've been teaching for 12
You haven't
years.
needed to. You
I've
haven't
never
needed
put
to
a
'cause you know what
guarantee.
you're
I've,
offering.
yeah. Yeah, and it's also because it's a highly individualized process. Yeah,
Absolutely.
so yeah. Thank you so much, Leandra. I really appreciate your
Well,
input
you and me
there.
are swimming in the same pool, so
Thank you.
Well, I'd really rich discussion, and I think all of us can learn from it because sometimes guarantees work and sometimes they don't, and there's many,
Absolutely.
many different ways to frame them. And so this was, I think, a really profound discussion of how you can offer it. So I find it was
Katie,
really helpful for me too. Yeah, who's that?
it's still Leandra. I'm being very
Oh,
chatty, I'm
Leandra.
sorry.
Okay. Yes, here.
I'm just thinking there's nothing wrong with the idea of guarantee at all, but because so many of the people on this call are really actually kind of working in an area, yourself included, Katie, where where it isn't a quantifiable measurement. What if we simply set the intention that, and I think all of us have, that if we had a dissatisfied client, we're going to do whatever is necessary to help them feel happy, to help them feel honored. So just have an intentional guarantee set up as we're creating our programs, rather than actually putting it in black and white. I know I do that. I do that without thinking about it.
That's an interesting concept. Yeah, and I think in cases where we, like, I think in cases like Deborah's, that may work really well. And also, I mean, you can just say happiness guarantee, and you're not saying you're going to refund the money.
Yeah, that's right. The, I think
Because
it's the
quite
refund part
frankly,
that's
with my
jangling.
coaching, I'll guarantee a happiness, and you can stop it, any time. Depending on the program, and yeah, so.
Enlightenment guaranteed or whatever, but to actually offer, I'm going to work for you, and all you have to do is say you're not happy, and I'll give you all your money back. Doesn't honor the person who's done that work. But
No,
yourself
exactly.
included, Katie,
Right.
that you do so much extra within the work that you've done with Brent and I. There's been so much extra over and above what, sometimes our call sessions with you have gone quite long. Wouldn't that be awful for you if we were buggers and took everything from you and then said, "Oh, well, we're not happy. We want our money back," right? And you guaranteed it, so you'd have to do it.
And I mean, I've had even sometimes I find if somebody breaks partway through a program, and you've put a lot of effort into the setting up, and that's within your fee structure. You know, the whole setting up, the whole... And so I had somebody at one point who, they went through financial stuff, and they said, well, I'm not going to continue with something that they had committed for. And I said, you know, I refunded their money and everything, but I noticed within me a certain resentment because I had charged them so little for the initial stuff, and I'd given them huge value, and then I wasn't, you know, the follow-up is easier sometimes with somebody because you've established a whole load. So from there, I learned that to structure a little bit more the beginning, or to value more the beginning of my process, so that that wouldn't wouldn't happen again, particularly.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, that only happened once. In a particular time. But it did alert me to the fact that you really have to honor yourself and the effort that you put in. And a lot of guarantees are for programs where if people give back the money, they haven't lost huge hours in coaching. It's what we're, or, you know, working with a person one-on-one. So there's a bit of a different, bit of a different framework. And I guess the main thing is that you feel happy with the happiness guarantee or the other guarantee, that it feels good for you. And sometimes I think it just takes experimenting and finding out and being alert, you know, around what works for you and works for the client. So I'm wondering if anybody else would now like to say a bit about what they're, where they're at, and if there's anything else to add around Deborah, of course you can. And Deborah, did you have any kind of last words in terms of what you've received and anything else to say?
Oh, I feel, I like Leandra's suggestion of the, of setting that intention internally. I like that a lot, and I do that, but it's good to make it really conscious of doing that. Yeah, so thank you for that. Yeah, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate your input, and I'm going to go play with it. So thank
Great.
You.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks
Wonderful.
For this for the time. You know, I really appreciate that you created, you know, the space for this to get the feedback.
Well, this was really so educational for everybody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hoping with each call that we can devote time to different people at different times, because now everybody has more clarity about guarantee in the future, and maybe they know it for their present offer, but another time they may have another offer and there may be more ambiguity there. Yeah, so you can really, I think, you know, you look at each offer that you're giving and see what guarantee you can give. Like, I've given a particular type of guarantee, which is structured into my offer, is that I don't charge you the full $1,000 or more that this program is worth until you've made a certain amount of money through this program. So that's a guarantee. I'm experimenting with that to see how well it works. And because there's a lot of things, but I feel comfortable with experimenting right now. So I'm wondering if somebody else would like to just say how their progress is and any questions or challenges.
Could I say something more?
And is that Leandra?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, certainly. And do you want to talk about yourself now?
I would like to talk about my own thing because.
Oh, I would love you to because it's very exciting. So I'm going to put other people on mute temporarily, except for myself, and obviously Brent can't be. Just a moment. I'm going to. Yeah. So. I'm just, the sighs and grunts are just because I'm trying to do something with this board and it's not going right. I think we've got a clear line for you to say what you were saying.
Okay.
So Leandra, please go ahead.
Thank you. I actually had a bit of a brain meltdown yesterday, so I was finding that a little confusing, because I felt so charged, so just very excited about the process, and I did make several. I did my emails. I put together one of the workshops where I would actually take 3 2-hour workshops and put them together in the one day, figured out a fee structure, phoned the yoga studios that I'm going to rent space from, chatted with them, called around to a couple of the New Age magazines to find out what their pricing is, did send out my email also to the co-facilitators and the music backup, and then it was like my brain went out the window, and I was quite disappointed, because it's like I got this nice ball rolling, and I don't think I could have told you my name yesterday afternoon. Brent came in after a while, and I said that to him, and he looked at me, and he says, "Well, when was the last time you ate?" And I realized, this is 5, and I remember having breakfast, which is not good, which is just not good for the brain. So he took me out and got me some food. But by that time, I just felt very tired. So I guess really what I'm wondering is, I could use some guidance with, would that be a pretty normal process for somebody that... you know, it's like this has been a new idea that crystallized really fast. I've been really running with it. Is it pretty normal that I kind of plopped yesterday afternoon?
Definitely, especially if you didn't have the food, I'm sure. But also it sounds like you did a lot of mental work in the morning and you did a lot of initiatives. So it seems like you needed a break anyway. And So taking the evening off is just hardly, I mean, I'm hoping people are taking a fair amount of time off while they're doing this process, because that will make you, lead you to be more creative. And what did you miss out doing that you were upset about?
Well, I felt like I should have.
What were you planning to do as well?
I wanted to call 2 people. Like I looked at my list of... people that I would work on with the real estate development idea that I was talking to you about, and I didn't contact them. So it was like I took care of the workshops, and I'm very excited about my my proposal that I put together. I felt it was really succinct and short, sweet, and to the point. And I felt good when I was talking to the people about the workshops. However, the moneymaker idea that I came up with, that you and I talked about, working on individual real estate agents, helping them to shift the energy of a property so that, like, begin proving what I'm able to do for each of them individually by having them show me the property they're having the most trouble shifting, and going either remotely or in person onto the property and clearing negative blocks off of the place, because we always talk about furniture causing, you know, too much furniture causing would-be buyers to not be able to see the property. Well, what about cluttered old energy? You know, maybe the people selling the house always fought in the master bedroom, so when people look in there, they can't even see the walls. Type of thing. So I was going to offer that in exchange for when they made the sale, for all my energetic work, I would ask for a commission of their commission, a part of their commission. So I had a list of people who I know I could approach, and I just fell very flat and didn't even find their phone numbers to call them. So that's why I was feeling kind of angsty, because it was like there was my big idea, and I felt almost like maybe I was kind of, you know, wading in the kiddie pool with the other stuff.
Right. Well, the thing is, to look at it positively. I mean, you may be of hesitating going forward to that. There may be a little bit of a block there, because you haven't done it, a little bit of fear, so it was easier to go with the rest. But hey, you got the rest out of the way, and or at least the work, the initial groundwork done for that, and more it sounds. So that really allows you perhaps today to, I don't know if you can contact them on a Saturday, but I think real estate people are there. How would you feel about going forward today with that?
An awful lot better. And the way that you just put that actually made me feel better too, because it was like, I was productive yesterday, and it was kind of
Right.
silly that when my brain melted, like you say, my brain was kind of saying, okay, this is rest time now. And
Yeah.
because I do need a touch more inspiration for the fine details, maybe that was actually Source telling me to stop, to get my hands off it so that Source can move in and offer some of all the cool things that you don't think about that when you get out of the way, you are inspired. So, yeah,
Yeah.
that makes me feel better. Thank you.
Well, Leandra, also things were going on around that. I don't know. Alex will probably be getting hold of you or
Yeah,
trying to get hold of
I
you.
did follow up on that. So,
Oh, you
pat on the
did?
back to me. Yeah, I've got Alex and I have an appointment tentatively scheduled for either tomorrow or Tuesday, depending on when she's free. So I followed up on that about the second I saw it, actually. So thank you very
Great,
much for that.
because
That's,
believe it or
yeah.
not, that is related to the real estate.
It sounded like it to me in what she
Yeah,
said.
and a
Yeah.
big opportunity for both of you if it works out. So,
Cool.
just the both of you following that through and making sure that you have that time is really important because it could mean, if you work it out in some ways, major dollars.
Oh, awesome, Katie.
Actually, I would invite everybody here to think about it because if they do know real estate agents or people like that, of course, think about names and the fact that Leandra can do this work remotely, and that I'm sure that Leandra would be happy to work out something with you, or and I think we want to do that as a group where we also give back to people who help us out, and it may be a very flexible relation, thing that we give. But so, would I be right on that, Leandra?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, really, what you've created is connections that those of us who were on the last 10-day call, those of us who are on this one, I don't ever think we'd have connected the dots, but you're the common denominator, and the opportunity for partnerships and endorsing each other is huge. And yeah, I mean, that's called finder's fee. And it can be agreed upon in advance if there is someone that you give me their name and I follow up. So there's my responsibility is to make sure I follow up when someone sends a name, and then get back to you on whether the person was interested or not, and then have an agreed upon amount. That's the finder's fee.
Yeah,
That's awesome,
and
and I
I mean,
thank you for
there's
that.
possibilities for doing that, or somebody, I mean, there's just many different things. Sometimes, people say, "Oh, do you want a finder's fee?" And sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no, and sometimes I say no, I just like a little bit more of your services.
Yeah.
Because
I can go
somebody
with that
could
too.
want some of your services, Leandra, in terms of doing similar things around attracting people to their business or doing dowsing
Absolutely.
on on particular things. Yeah. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Katie.
sorry, the quality of the sound went a little bit. I didn't hear that last remark that you said, or it was delayed.
I just said thank you, Katie.
Oh, well, thank you. And anything else you need, or we'll just go to. I'd love to have some comments from people on the, like everybody got a little bit. We'll go over just slightly if people don't mind. And we're at this 9:59 thing. So, well, thank you, Leandra. And this has been great talking about this, but also all the comments that you've given in terms of in relation to others. So thank you. And maybe next, Brent, would you like to share something, and then we'll take Sheila?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I could hear you. Now I can't hear anything. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. So, Brent, go ahead.
For me, we built up a momentum, as we talked about earlier this week, Leander and I talking about some of the great things that have been started, the ball rolling. And what I then said, well, my past is I'll go for 3 months and then burn out. Then what?
Yeah.
How do we get around that? So what I worked on was to reinforce what we have going now, to keep that ball rolling and not self-sabotage or whatever. And so one of the issues that came up was passion. You know, what is the passion I've run with in the past? Well, I'm very educated and experienced in my business, and it's sometimes hard to get passionate about the business itself. But the truth of the matter is I'm a very big-hearted person, as you may or may not know, and I love connecting with people and making them feel special, which sounds so hokey and new age, but you know, making connections with people and making them feel like they've got somebody who understands them and cares about them.
Yeah.
And that's where my passion is.
Right.
So I've been working on that, and that goes for everyone here. The first step is to understand who and what you are. As we said, people will do anything they can to work with you if they like you. Well, they're going to like a person who's genuine and honest about who they are. So that's what I think we have as a challenge, if we're not all clear on that, is to say, who and what kind of a person are you? And the interesting thing was that I was at a mixer, and this lady who is involved with sacred commerce, which is something to pursue in the future, sacred commerce being a book that's available and a process. And you can actually see the YouTube video online about it, but it's a very short video. But she said, geez, you know, I have not met anybody with such a big heart in a long time. You're very sharing and caring or whatever. I thought, well, geez, that kind of reminds me who and what I am. So if everyone here knows that, who and what they are, and is really trying to be authentic in that, people will naturally be attracted to you because they're attracted to people who are themselves, because it gives them permission to be themselves, and then they'll like you. So my passion being is to go out, and I call it connect or light them up, make them feel better about themselves, and if we can find a common place to do business now or in the future. So that would be my passion rather than just the nuts and bolts of the financial industry.
Wonderful.
Makes sense?
And Brent, because you're just using the financial industry as your vehicle in some senses, because you're very experienced and you can add other vehicles if at some, I know Leandra and you have talked about doing something around relationships. And once
Absolutely.
You've got this vehicle more steady and, you know, automated, automatically on course around your financial business, I think you'll be able to kind of stretch out into that other interest too.
Well, you'll be one of the first people to help us on that one. And but if that made sense, I'm just trying to encourage everyone to discover who they are
and thank you.
Use that as part of your passion, And
yeah, and anything else that you would like to share or challenges right now, like in the next few days of
that was the
going
challenge.
Forward?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that was
the challenge was
to say to what is it going to take to keep the passion going? We've got the ball rolling,
Yeah. So what you need to focus on in your business to keep your passion going is the connection and is the love. And all the little bits and pieces of administration and all that, there's some of it you're going to do, but a lot of it you're going to, you know, a lot of it you're going to streamline or have other people doing probably. Mm-hmm. And so that you can do what you're so great at, which is going out and connecting and enjoying yourself doing that while you're doing business.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
So wonderful. Anything else? And actually, I'm going to open up the line. So if anybody has anything to say in relation to what Brent is, actually, the lines are open. I just a moment. But I do have some people muted, so I'm going to unmute. If there's anybody who would like to share or any feedback here? Okay. And so anything else, Brent, or we'll go on to Sheila?
The clearing yesterday was substantially positive for me. And when I went to bed last night, I felt that my feelings towards money had been altered 15% by that clearing. And that's the only thing I can attribute it to, because I felt like I had a soul wash all day. And when I listened to Deborah talk about, geez, should I offer guarantees or whatever? Well, I mean, it takes some work on our behalf as clients of yours, for example. We have to do some work. If I go to a course and they instruct me to do some meditations and fill out a workbook, et cetera, et cetera, and if I don't do any of that work, why would they be forced to pay give me my money back? So if we can measure the participation levels of people's effort somehow, because if they're doing the work, there's no way they're going to exercise that guarantee.
Right.
So,
and
that's
there is kind of
that.
A accountability thing, isn't there, Brent, for people calling for the guarantee? Because, you know, I've
is
heard
it a
of
deal
certain
where,
cases where
it's
people
like
really
if I hire a new agent to
guarantee.
Work with me, they have to do a certain amount of work themselves before they can go to the next level. And I have that, and, you know, they have to do certain courses and so on. That's, and then they have to prove that they did it. So, hey, that's something that we have to build in if we are going to be offering any kind of guarantee. But as far as challenges go, where are we on the fifth day?
Yeah, we're on the fifth day today, and then we have 2 days break.
The momentum is building, as I said before. Every day is a bigger change. So thanks for that, everyone.
Yeah, so we'll be eager to hear what happens. And, yeah, okay, so I'm going to now take Sheila.
I don't know that I have a whole lot to share. And I really appreciate listening to everybody on this call. And as you've said already, you know, that what people have been sharing is extremely helpful. It's rich. I'm learning lots from it, and appreciate the fact that everybody's sharing. My one of the thoughts that goes through my head is I don't have a lot to chip in. I haven't got a lot to say. Don't feel that I'm a big talker. So that I'm a good listener. That's probably my as Brent was saying just now about making connections with people. I think that's something I love to do, and it's something's really really important. And I do that via listening, so a lot, because I create a space for people to listen. But as far as my challenge,
and
I'm
isn't that so important, Sheila? Because so few people really listen well.
Well, I didn't realize how important it was till quite recently, actually. It pointed out to me. So yeah, I keep appreciating and honoring myself for that. When the little voice in my head goes, "You're not saying much, Sheila. You're not doing it. You're not." Okay, that's just who I am and what I do. So maybe I'm just letting you all know that that's why I'm perhaps quiet. I don't know. But as far as my challenge and my, you know, this challenge, I mean, I joined a couple of days late. I feel like I'm a little bit behind everybody, especially with the momentum part. But I'm relieved that you encouraged me, Katie, to get my sales page done. So I feel like that's pretty much there now with a few tweaks here and there. So that's, for me, that's when it comes to creating something new, a new project, for me, the sales page is always the thing that pops into my head and is like, oh God, I've got to do a sales page. Don't like doing those. So to get that, you know, is this, I think it is the same, isn't it? Swallow the frog first thing in the morning or something like that. Get that job done first. The fact that that's kind of done feels freeing in a way for me to now sort of go ahead. Okay, now here comes, let's get in touch with people and start talking to people, which is a bit easier for me. So the hard work's out of the way. So really and truly, that sales page is, like I say, it's done in its first draft or second draft now, and it needs to be put up and made public. And for me to start moving forward and contacting people, emailing my list and that sort of thing. And get the price sorted out. For me, that feels really comfortable. I haven't quite got that yet.
Right.
So the challenge is selling it. That's the challenge now, is who to sell it to and how to sell it. Yeah.
And you're in the perfect place for right now, because even though you did come later, actually, there's other people who've come even later than you and are having to catch up like crazy. Alex just really started yesterday, but she's, she's on a fast start. but the fact that you have got your sales page, and I know I made some suggestions and you sent me another draft. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but even yesterday your sales page was pretty close to being ready in terms of the main components. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. And you are fully caught up. And it's good that you feel very comfortable about the next part of the process, because that's where some people who have an easier time with the program kind of stall at sometimes. So so that's great. Even though you may have been a little late starting, you've got some, I won't say you'll coast through the next part, but it sounds as though it's going to be a lot easier. So congratulations. And Sheila, maybe I would love you just to say a few words, because I know you probably, or you may have posted this or on Facebook, but I'd love you to say a few words to everybody about your program, just so they know. Because it's always better when people hear it from the person as well.
Yeah, I think the first time I was on the call, I probably did mention, we did talk about it. But, I've created this VIP, Nail Your Niche in a Day. And I feel really good about it, because the truth is, and this is on my sales page, when I really do believe in niching. I know not everybody does, and that's fine. But this is geared towards people that do already know that they want to niche or need to niche and know that that's a stumbling block for them. So it's not like I'm convincing anybody they've got to niche. It's directed at people that are very clear about wanting to niche already. And that's because it took me ages. I mean, it took me ages to work out that I actually needed to niche, and it took me ages on my own trying to do it and still not being able to do it. And I can look back on my business and see very, very clearly that the fact that I didn't, well, the fact that when I did get it, that my business took off and it just made things so much easier, and the business started, the clients started showing up, I started making sales, and I wanted to create something that helps people to do that really quickly, so that they don't have to take loads of time over it, and there's something that you can go and do in a day with somebody else, because that, for me, that was the biggest part. Trying to do it on my own was just, it was too difficult for me, and I know it's very difficult for lots of people. So I wanted to offer a place that it can be done quickly and with somebody else, with that reflecting me asking the right questions and really diving deep and listening, because that's what I'm good at, listening to where their niche is hiding from them, really. I mean, because it's quite often right in front of somebody's nose, but they can't see it for themselves. So that's what I want to create that space for people to do that, because it's not as difficult as people find it. I think the difficulty is trying to do it on your own. That's for me anyway, that's what it was. So that's why I've created this day. And my guarantee, as I think I said before, this is an easy, really easy one for me, because I'm so passionate about helping people do this that I will work with them until they actually do find their niche. So that was quite an easy guarantee for me to come up with.
Yeah, so this is a fantastic offer, and I'm really excited about it. And I would also just say to, I think probably there's some people within our group who could do with that at some point, if not immediately. So I would look at that offer. But I also think that many of us being in, you know, in heart-based business may know people who need this. Mm. And so I'd invite everybody to just think of some people that they think might be interested in Sheila's offer and send them Sheila's way. And, yeah, so because I'm sure it's going to be an amazing help to their business. I know I struggled for so long around this. And I'm still actually redefining my niche because I've got these. And I think my experience is, Sheila, that a lot of people who are kind of creative and, well, not just kind of creative, they're creative and they've got multi-talents and they're interested in a whole load of different things. It's really hard to nail, well, what exactly is it that you want to use as the portal or the opening door to bring people in to do the work with them? And so somebody who listens, who doesn't just have a formula for niches, because there's so many formulas for niches out there, but actually listens really deeply to what's under there, that is like priceless. So, yeah, so I'm just really excited that you're offering it. And with that guarantee, you can't really lose, eh?
No, exactly. I wanted to make it a no-brainer so that, yeah, if somebody really, really wants to crack their niche, then they're going to do it with me. You know, they pay whatever I decide it is. I've not quite decided yet, but they're guaranteed they're going to find that without a doubt. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. And the thing is, as you were saying to Leandra as well, about, you know, the finder's fee and all that sort of thing. I mean, if somebody does know somebody that you know, could be a right fit for this, then if they get in touch with me, then we can talk about that, because I'm happy to. To me, I like to create a win-win-win for everybody, so I'm happy to do that too.
Mm. And I would actually at some point, I don't know if we'll do it in this group, I'd love to discuss the concept of finder's fee and how we can use it effectively. And, you know, so it feels really nice for all parties. Because I know myself, it's kind of like I want to refer people anyway, but it is nice to have some, you know, some recognition and some way, you know, around that. And I do like it when, you know, like I do sometimes use affiliate programs where I might get a little bit back if somebody refers it. But I would love a kind of, I'm thinking whether we can at some point discuss this. And there's a part of me that feels a little bit ambiguous about finder fees. So I don't know if other people feel that, but, you know, I would love to initiate more of a discussion around that with the group too, if other people are interested. So anything else, Sheila?
No, that's all for now. Thank you, Katie.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and I'm really excited about your program. I think it's much needed. And So I think what we'll do is actually I've gone over time a bit, but I really wanted to hear everybody. And I want to encourage everybody, just when they have time, to look at each other's programs and look at what each other are doing. And I think some of us are doing this naturally anyway. But just think of people who could benefit from what other people in this program are offering. And you know, the finder's fee or the other stuff, you know, I think all this, I think in the next days as people get out their offers, this is all great stuff as a foundation. And also for just building longer relationships with people in this group. And, and also through this, learning how to do it. I think we can kind of use this group as a, how would you say it? It's where we can experiment with things and find out what works for us in terms of partnering, and then that can allow us to do other partnering outside. And what's I feel so deep about this group is we're not just going at it from the viewpoint of traditional business or not even heart-based business concepts, but just also bringing in this whole other intuitive, intentional, you know, other mix, which is so interesting, into this thing. And it's just taking the heart-based way of doing business, I think, to an even deeper level. So, yeah. So thank you very much, everybody. We can sort of just say a final bye to everybody. And for I'd love to, if people need some more help today and they're not on the schedule, put yourself there, or if those hours don't work, just contact me, because we will be having 2 days off and to relax and to have some time to really think creatively, and perhaps for some of you to take some initiative. But I'd really encourage also that you do to have at least one day break from everything and just enjoy yourself. So, okay, well, thank you very much, and bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Katie. Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Everybody.
Bye.
Mañana.
Have a great day.